Good morning. This is Steve Coleman with your daily inspiration. God bless you and thank you for joining us this morning. John chapter 12, starting in verse 20, reads this: "And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name." I'd like to stop there this morning and just look at some of the things we find in this passage. First of all, we find at the beginning here that there were certain Greeks, not Jews, these would be unchurched people that were wanting to join. They had seen something, and their desire was to see Jesus. The apostles were identifiable. This was a feast, and if you can imagine the tens of thousands of people at a Jewish feast, and yet here they came, these Greeks, and they came to Philip, and they recognized that Philip was one of these Jesus people. And so then they spoke of their desperation, and that's what I see this phrase here, just as reflecting the desperation of the world. We would see Jesus. We desire to see Jesus. Would to God there would be such a great and holy desire even today to see, to lay eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And so then we see the picture goes on here that Philip and Andrew, Philip didn't want to go alone. He went and got Andrew, and Philip and Andrew went to Jesus. And they said, you know, all men seek for you. And Jesus answered them. And here's what he said. You must see, they must see Christ in you. And that's what he says to us today. When the world says, when in desperation the unchurched want to see Jesus, and in desperation they say, we would see Jesus, the answer is still the same today. For each one of us as disciples, the answer is that except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. So this morning, the meditation, the inspiration might be titled The Way of Fruitfulness. And the way of fruitfulness is literally this: but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. This was one of our Saturday morning Bible studies several weeks ago. And we looked into this passage in a lot more depth. But Jesus goes on to say that if we focus on our lives, on serving ourselves and promoting ourselves, and we pamper ourselves, and we take the same attitudes as the world in caring for ourselves, and Jesus gave the example. He said, now my soul is troubled, but what should I say? Oh, Father, save me from this hour. It's for this hour that I've come. So he said, Father, glorify thy name. What glorifies the name of God? The fact of the willingness of a corn of wheat to fall into the ground and die. And it will bring forth much fruit. And then this thirsty world that is yearning to see Jesus, that is desperate to see Jesus, will be able to see Jesus in us. And so once again, the message here is the simple message of being a corn of wheat that falls into the ground and dies. And so I hope you consider that here today, that we must get out of our comfort zone. Jesus said, shall I be spared discomfort? Absolutely not. And if it's true for the master, so it is also for the disciple. And so I just hope you consider these things. If you would like to give a response, we'd like to hear from you. Use mailbox 99, and then you can leave a message as well. And so God bless you today as you seek him and as you consider what it takes to die to self.